Anybody hooked on the HBO series The Sopranos will recognize this song, a tune on the Sopranos soundtrack.
It's bad, you know.
The song's called It's Bad, You Know. The voice belongs to R.L. Burnside. Until a few years ago, he was a relatively obscure blues musician from the Mississippi Hill Country. Then he hooked up with an equally obscure record label called Fat Possum. It turned out to be an inspired combination. NPR's Renee Montaigne reports.
This is the type of tune that's on R.L. Burnside's latest album. It's called Got Messed Up. Among young white practitioners of electronica and hip-hop music, it is fashionable these days to sample old blues tunes. Here, an old blues musician is playing music that borrows elements from electronica and hip-hop.
I'm not afraid. I've been anything. Been here too long. And I've seen too much. I got messed up. Ooh, I got messed up.
75-year-old R.L. Burnside was the first blues man Matthew Johnson signed to Fat Possum Records when Johnson started the label 10 years ago. At the time, Matthew Johnson was just 21 and enamored of the musicians who frequented bluesman Junior Kimbrough's juke joint a few miles outside of Oxford, Mississippi, most especially R.L. Burnside.
I'd seen him play a couple of times in Junior's clubs, and always had sort of a lot of charisma. You know, he's fun. He's just great. You know, it's exactly the kind of person you want to hang out with when you're 19, 18, you know? I mean, I remember after that, it took me forever to find him. I mean, I spent like a weekend or two or three weekends in a row just looking for him. Everywhere I went, he had just left. I remember the time I finally did get in touch with him, and I remember going up to his car and just seeing every single light just on, like every, you know, oil, heat, every hazard light flashing.
R.L. Burnside lives with his wife and several of his 13 children, plus a few grandkids, near the tiny town of Holly Springs, Mississippi. Last year, Junior Kimbrough's juke joint burnt down, and then he passed on. So R.L. Burnside has taken to throwing parties in his own yard.
We get out here sometime, me and my boys, and play out here, you know, and just like the juke joint playing, we just here on the porch playing and drinking some beer, you know. We played here until about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, well, well.
R.L. Burnside did leave Mississippi once, about 50 years ago. He headed for Chicago.
I got up there in Muddy Water, was married to my first cousin, Nana Mae. I'd go to his house about 2-3 nights a week and listen to him play, and every weekend he'd go be up there and be playing, and I'd go with him, you know, and that's who I picked up from.
On the tune Hard Time Killing Floor, R.L. Burnside documents what turned out to be an ill-fated sojourn in the North.
Two brothers and my father, they were killed in Chicago. That's why I don't like living there. Place. People going up down the street shooting, killing people.
Burnside's personal blues mythology includes another often told tale. Soon after he moved back to Mississippi, he shot a man. He did not end up on a chain gang. The plantation owner he worked for intervened, pulled him right out of jail. It seems R.L. was too valuable in the fields to let the law take him. R.L. Burnside was in his 40s and still a sharecropper when the folk label Arhuli came down and recorded a few of his songs. It was 20 years more before Matthew Johnson approached him to sign him to Fat Possum. After three albums of raw hill country blues, Johnson proposed something new. How about having some of his songs remixed? The result was the album Come On In, which caught the attention of, among others, the producers of The Sopranos, and is still Fat Possum's biggest seller.
I didn't know how the people was going to like it, you know. I was just trying something to see if it would work, and it did.
Did you get those drums to fit?
Not yet.
No. He did that with a drum machine.
On this day, Matthew Johnson is up in Manhattan in a studio working on an unreleased Burnside song. And while this tune is being electronically enhanced, most of the Fat Possum artists are recorded straight, with the playing simple and acoustic.
Fat Possum is mining a regional scene at the same time as they're not doing it in a way that, simply documents it.
Rolling Stone writer Anthony DeCurtis doesn't think Matthew Johnson has a single folkloric bone in his body. Rather, DeCurtis detects in what Fat Possum is doing the ghost of musician and journalist Robert Palmer. Bob Palmer resided in Oxford, Mississippi, just before he died, and he helped Matthew Johnson start the label.
Bob was a scholar of the blues, wrote a great book called Deep Blues. But Bob was somebody whose responses were entirely visceral. If he wasn't feeling it, he didn't care. And Matthew comes out of that school, you know. If Matthew came across a tremendously historical figure that was making music that he didn't care about, Matthew wouldn't walk across the street to record this guy.
Those Mississippi musicians who have found their way onto Fat Possum Records include T. Model Ford, the late Junior Kimbrough, and what Matthew Johnson calls the hatchling of the group, 54-year-old Paul Jones.
It is rewarding to be in their company. They've got a lot of energy for being, I don't know how they do it at that age. I don't know where their energy comes from. I mean, God knows I wouldn't have wanted to, have to, corral R.L. in this prime, you know? And then even in a real serious interview, someone's like, "Well, Laura, what do you want them to put on your gravestone?" And he's like, "That I'm the boss dog of the boneyard."
On his newest CD, R.L. Burnside is very much alive and looking up. It's titled "Wish I Was in Heaven Sitting Down." It's on the Fat Possum label. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.
Well, I wish I was.